Japanese officials are debating whether to add more stimulus to the Japanese economy after word today that the country's economy contracted in the second quarter at an annualized rate of almost 7%, the worst hit to the economy there since the tsunami back in 2011. Joe Wiesenthal is executive editor at Business Insider. He's with us now from New York. Joe, welcome back.
Thank you.
So what's behind this?
Well, earlier this year, Japan let their sales tax jump. This is the big story of the decline, which is that they had this decreased sales tax, and then they let the decrease expire. And that had two effects. One is any increased sales tax is going to depress sales, but it also pulled forward demand. A lot of people did shopping right before the sales tax jumped. Mm. So that exacerbates the decline a little bit. That explains, you know, the idea is like, prior to the sales tax, there was a lot of spending, so then it really dropped off. It'll probably smooth out and improve a bit. But still, this is a very counterproductive thing to happen to Japan as it's trying to stimulate its economy overall.
Yeah, it's been pumping all this money into the economy to try to get things going, not just since the tsunami, but for quite a number of years now. It's been really trying to get its economy moving again. Why increase the sales tax from 5 to 8%?
It is kind of a head scratcher. I mean, Japan has one of the highest debt to GDP ratios in the world, and that's a sort of a persistent concern of Japan's all the government debt. And so this is kind of a measure of fiscal responsibility. The hope for the government is that they can increase the sales tax, reduce deficits somewhat, but keep the economy strong based on aggressive monetary policy at the same time. But whether that will work is unclear. Obviously, the latest numbers aren't particularly encouraging.
What are the big picture long-term problems for Japan's economy? Why has it had such a difficult time?
Well, I mean, I think one of the big stories which people neglect is just there's a few. One is demographics. It's a very old country, not a high birth rate, not a high replacement rate of the population. So it's just an aging country that's going to make it harder to grow. It's also very averse to immigration. So it doesn't have, you know, that's one of the demographic benefits of the United States, a relatively, you know, encouraging immigration policy. Japan has virtually no immigration, so that hurts. There is a widespread belief that the sort of corporate customs have held back Japanese economy. Women are very underrepresented in the workforce. That is obviously limiting to GDP. So it's a variety of sort of demographic and business decisions that have stunted Japan's growth over the past several years.
Well, and it does make you wonder whether pumping any more money into the economy is going to help. But do you expect Shinzo Abe, the prime minister there, to put in place yet another economic stimulus package?
Probably. I mean, his entire the entire premise of his presidency has been about, you know, it's called Abenomics, stimulating the economy. And Abenomics is what, you know, multiple arrows they call it. So there's the monetary side that's, you know, very loose monetary policy. There's fiscal side. There has been some fiscal stimulus. And then there's the structural side, which is trying to get Japanese businesses to be more dynamic, to hire more women, things like that. You know, that would stimulate the economy or improve the economy naturally. But if the economy flags, then it undermines, you know, his entire project. And so I would imagine there would be more stimulus.
Well, and the sales tax is expected to rise again to 10% next year. So that might be another blow. Joe Wiesenthal, executive editor at Business Insider. Thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.